claims to authority has always been and will always be that which enslaves consciousness and gives rise to tyranny. I know I keep hammering this message, but it needs to be understood. This utterly erroneous belief that anyone external has the right to command, to rule, to force compliance, or to threaten with violence, those who do not comply always ends the same way, in death and destruction. We can clearly witness the folly in this false belief as entire nations are currently devolving into brutal police state societies, forcing untested gene therapies upon entire populations and destroying the lives of those who resist this brutal onslaught of despotism. Although there is much resistance to this despicable evil, there are also many that are under the delusion that if they comply, eventually the authoritarian governments will ease the restrictions. How naive. It is absolutely foolish to think that tyrants relinquish power when you comply with them. It also displays a thorough and complete ignorance of history, and those who remain ignorant of history are doomed to repeat it. When did consent of the governed become shut up and obey? When natural rights are infringed upon or willingly relinquished, societies collapse, and when people as a whole operate with apathetic indifference and historical amnesia, civilizations fall in this repeating cycle. Lysander Spooner explained this perfectly when he wrote, "A man's natural rights are his own, against the whole world, and any infringement of them is equally a crime, whether committed by one man or by millions, whether committed by one man calling himself a robber or by millions calling themselves a government. The infringements on people's natural, inalienable rights are off the charts in the wake of the false pandemic.
COVID.
What began as 14 days to flatten the curve has rapidly evolved into mandatory experimental gene therapies, threats to destroy people's livelihood, destruction of the middle class, and vaccine passports now required in many places to participate in society.
Get that vaccine.
We are almost 2 years into this, and still, large numbers of people still willingly comply, falsely believing that if they do, their lives will go back to normal, whatever that means. What else would we expect in a society that spits upon knowledge and celebrates stupidity? In order to prop up the official narrative, massive censorship of any dissenting voice has gone into overdrive. Of course, this had to be done because the official mainstream narrative is a pack of lies from start to finish. Anyone paying attention or even displaying just a modicum of awareness can clearly see the blatant lies and how the media and their string pullers keep changing the goalposts in an attempt to prop up the failing storyline. Many people have outsourced their thinking to the point that they will simply believe whatever is told to them in the moment, even by people who have lied to them over and over again. Throughout these past 22 months, we have been lied to time and again, and still, many people buy the nonsense as they consume their daily dose of propaganda. It's incredible that it's gotten this far, and the extreme gullibility of people is now so readily apparent. Mandates to wear face coverings and to take poisonous injections have been initiated all over, but what exactly is a mandate? How many dum-dums out there would even bother to find out? Black's Law defines mandate in part thusly. A written command given by a principal to an agent. A commission or contract by which one person, the mandator, requests someone, the mandatory, to perform some service gratuitously, the commission becoming effective when the mandatory agrees. In other words, it's a contract that is only valid when it is agreed upon. What we are witnessing is brutal enforcement of mandates as jackbooted, uniformed thugs all over the world impose the will of the state on people who never agreed to the mandate. Of course, we can also clearly observe spineless cowards that have grown accustomed to doing exactly as they are told and acquiesce in blind obedience. The twisted thing is that many misguided fools seem to think that this is somehow virtuous, when in reality, it just displays gutless willingness to be a conquered serf. All over the world, in places like Australia, Germany, France, Austria, and elsewhere, law enforcement agents have been brutalizing their fellow countrymen at the command of the state. Order followers are those who perpetuate and keep in place systems of tyranny and human enslavement. They mindlessly obey their corporate masters at the expense of freedom as they impose tyranny on their own people. They have sold their souls for a paycheck. Meanwhile, in America, factions of the government have sided with the criminals, as people who disagree with the Orwellian diktats and mandates are demonized and punished. Now, they're coming for your children, demanding that they be used as uncompensated test subjects in genetic experiments.
Get that vaccine.
The foolish comply, and there will be a high price to pay for this submission. Maybe people will finally start to open their eyes when their kids are vaccine damaged for life, or when they are removed from the non-compliant at gunpoint. If you think it can't happen here, think again, because we are already starting to see this unfold. In New York City, where violent crime and homicides have skyrocketed, police are being used to enforce vaccine passport mandates. People are being arrested for simply trying to take part in society, but not being willing to be injected with untested so-called vaccines. Acting like Nazis is far more important, it seems, than bringing murderers to justice. And so it goes with every failing system. If the people accept this, then they get what they deserve. Being aware and informed always falls upon the individual, but it seems as if people like being lied to. It comforts their ego illusions. When people adopt the attitude of don't question, just obey, by the time they realize they've been scammed, it's always too late, and they may very well wind up being forcibly injected while staring at the barrel of a gun or being dragged off into an internment camp. If people don't collectively remove their heads from their rectums, this is the future we are headed towards. And if anyone rejects that on knee-jerk response, they have absolutely no sense of history whatsoever. The Roman philosopher Cicero once stated, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known, and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the galleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to his victims and wears their face and their garment, and he appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared." Americans still remain largely unaware that this has happened a long time ago. The body politic has been corrupted by agents of the bankers, such as politicians, for at least a century, and their long-standing agenda to create a totalitarian system is dangerously close to being fully implemented. People need to put aside their misinformed worldviews, get educated, and realize what we are faced with. If not, what was once a great republic will be reduced to smoldering ashes. Artist Ian Williams Goddard once said, "A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get." Unfortunately, the police state dictatorship is rapidly unfolding as people obliviously stumble on in their apathy and ignorance, ignoring the fact that a threat even exists. Ignoring a situation does not make it go away. The Swiss psychologist Arno Gruen once claimed, "If people base their identity on identifying with authority, freedom causes anxiety. They must then conceal the victim in themselves by resorting to violence against others." French philosopher Denis Diderot claimed, "Man will never be free until the last king is strangled with the entrails of the last priest." Updating this for modern times, we might suggest, Man will never be free until the last banker is strangled with the entrails of the last politician. We are a fallen nation, a fallen people, a fallen species, and it's about time that we make a deliberate attempt to rise in spirit and in consciousness and take back what is rightfully ours by our very birthright. If you want to know where the problem, the true power, and the solution lies, then take a good, long, hard look into a mirror. Regardless of what you have bought into, what you've been conditioned to accept as true, or whatever bullshit you have allowed to shape and influence your belief system, the fact of the matter remains. We have reached the crossroads. In other words, the party is fucking over. Sorry to be such a bummer, but we are going to see a lot unfold over the course of the next several months, and it's not exactly going to be pretty. I recommend resisting, in peaceful non-compliance, anything that threatens freedom or insults the spirit. Or you can be a willing slave if you choose, just please stay out of the way of those of us who refuse to do so. You are going to be called to make a decision very, very soon because our country, indeed our world, has been stolen from us. If you cannot see this, it's because you choose not to. If willful ignorance is the choice you make, then you are about to be blindsided whether you like it or not. As for those self-centered solipsists that just don't care because they have their little creature comforts in the moment and their tiny little ego desires are fulfilled, well then, they are just cowards and they probably don't even deserve the gift that they so willingly spit upon. The gift is freedom and we've allowed it to be desecrated. And for what? A bit of affluence? The false promise of safety and security in the wake of a fake pandemic?
COVID.
Omicron.
As long as I have mine, then to hell with everything and everyone else. That's the mantra of a spineless, soulless, subhuman automaton, and you will never find those types doing any good in the world. Sometimes I wonder why I even bother trying to reach anyone. At times, it feels like I'm shoveling shit against the tide with a teaspoon. It's a prison planet. But we can break the chains of bondage. First, you must free your consciousness, and that includes the heart as well as the mind. May the light of creation shine upon you in this moment of darkness.
Free your consciousness.